Hello, people of Earth. It's the Son of Man here speaking to you, begging for your help in respect to our lost lives, falling down dead in Iraq, sacrificed to the demon Antichrist. We have the soldiers of Haditha confessing to indiscriminately slaughtering not only one household, shooting women and children in the head, but then proceeding on to the next dwelling and murdering that entire household also, indicating that this is their regular fare. This is what they do on behalf of the pro-Iraqi forces, while supporting the escape of the demon Antichrist, who not only committed 9/11 with his partner General Mahmoud Ahmad, that's according to the FBI, but we can see the corporate American culture hold no love for their own family members. It's just totally psychotically sick and depraved. But in respect to Iraq, the Bush administration had complete unrestricted access prior to the conflict beginning. CNN did a special this last weekend. It was titled "Dead Wrong: Inside an Intelligence Meltdown." And CNN tried as hard as they possibly could to find themselves not culpable for the crimes that they have murdered American children for. It was CNN that forbade Americans to know. Cheney knew all along there was no WMD program, according to Kamel, but in their documentary they neglect to tell you that. They aired the comments of Ray McGovern to Rumsfeld, where Ray McGovern says, "Why did you lie?" And Rumsfeld says he didn't lie, and in the documentary they show the people clapping, but they leave it there. They don't further illustrate that, yes, indeed, Rumsfeld lied. He knew where the WMDs were, and you had complete unrestricted access to go wherever you pleased without delay. But remember what CNN didn't tell you also. Bush claimed that the weapons inspectors weren't allowed in there. And yet we had inspectors in Iraq stating they could go wherever they pleased. No problems. We're looking under chicken coops presently. We can go through Saddam's palaces. You're only lowering our ability to bring about any better good by indiscriminately shooting people, as Aegis has been caught doing. The Pentagon, according to Nick Robertson from CNN, surprisingly, but Nick Robertson told us that the Pentagon knows who these individuals are but refuses to prosecute them. He says there's no probable cause. Now, Nick Roberts didn't further illustrate that, of course, there's probable cause. You can see them indiscriminately shooting people dead in their cars. Doesn't matter who is living and dying with those bullets entering their brains. They're dead. What do you mean, no probable cause? As I've indicated in several other presentations, this evil reoccurs, and it's very easily defeated. All you have to do is find out who that person, the Pentagon, is, and have them tried and executed. Those are acts of first-degree murder we witness on video. You can't even, you know, there's not even any place to doubt. When Nick Roberts contacted Aegis, Tim Spicer, not only did Tim Spicer, as regular fare for him also, express no concern for the loss of these innocent Iraqi people, of which they officially state they're there as pro-Iraqi forces, but never mind. Not only did he not express any concern for their lost lives, but he just wanted to remind America that you're still paying him, and he's got another contract coming up with those same individuals who are facing no reprisal for committing acts of first-degree murder.
You know, the one interview that stands out as sort of touching you, so somebody who really got to you, who really, you know, you interview so many people, so many families of people who have died in Iraq or on 9/11. Is there anybody who stands out like that?
Well, first of all, I have no feelings, as everybody who watched the fashion knows. I mean, totally numb. I'm a sociopath. Look.
We have soldiers who are singing about murdering innocent young girls. You know, my Russian friends, my friends in China, my friends in Europe, please realize these are enemies of us all. I don't know necessarily you personally, of course, right? But I can fairly assess. All men love young girls. We ain't gonna indiscriminately murder children. And in the song, he gets the child killed by the bullets of the father and mother. Ha, he's not responsible. That's what Marines do. They're singing and cheering him over this song. This is an enemy of the Marines. I will give anything to have that Nazi fuck killed. In fact, you're not even doing... When he dies, don't think only you're doing it to get back at that demon for that conduct. You're doing it to preserve any remaining virtue of perceptions that others may have regarding the Marines in combat. Now, I know personally, 99.9% of them are fucking enemies. They have no... what are you doing there? You're killing people indiscriminately. You say you're fighting the insurgents, but yet you're thieving all the assets for the neocon. Right? You're stealing emergency food supplies. Healthcare clinics are first strike targets. You're going house to house, killing entire households for whatever. Don't need no reason. That's only for the people who read books and think communicating is wise. You know, you're there eating radioactive toxic waste while slave labor through Halliburton is preparing your dinner services. And you don't have the virtuous manhood to stand up in defense of not only the American flag, but your fellow soldier, who's being put in there as the bad guy, murdering innocent people. We have the same exact... Well, it's even worse in Afghanistan. You're fighting to defend a Muslim fundamentalist regime that speaks no defense for Christians. They seemingly are taking a position to have executed simply because they believe in the Son of Man, is it? Or is it, you know, is it that they believe in the Quran? Right? Because that's the game of Muslim... See, I can't even have an in-depth discussion on this. Because I know I'm talking to people who don't give a fucking rat's ass. But it's the Quran teaching that you respect Christ. You respect the Son of Man. But whatever. You're fighting to defend this government that is taking a position to offer no defense to the country. Right? It's only Kabul and the province of Kandahar. You're leaving the rest of the country in anarchy. And any tribe is called the Taliban, the terrible, terrible Taliban. What makes the Taliban worse than the current standing government that's pro-Enron, pro-heroin? Well, they don't say they're pro-heroin, right? But they're not anti-heroin, because you could simply pass a law saying you're not cultivating heroin and selling it through the Bush administration to poison children around the globe with a seriously addictive narcotic. No, they don't even do that. Nah. You know, pro-Bush, pro-lawless, pro-fixed elections. And they're offering no security services to the country. And yet, these Canadian forces desecrate the entire history of Canada. Generally haven't gone in and slaughtered an entire village because somebody says there's a Taliban or there's a bad guy. So they kill entire villages and say, those were all the Taliban. What's wrong with a Taliban? That's student. It's not a religion. It's not even a... What is it? They don't know. They don't care. For your life, my friend. For your future. For your love of children everywhere. How could this soldier sing this song and have these fellow Bushite enemy forces cheer him on over the murder of a helpless, defenseless young child? Please, my friends, again, support the FBI, support the American flag, and demand the Bush administration be brought down to our level, tried and executed for committing the crimes of 9/11 back in New York City with their partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad. He funded the terrorist operation, according to the FBI. He's gone unarrested. Bush closed criminal investigations immediately after the terrorist event in question. What more do you need to know? See, with CNN and their Magic TV productions, they have you believing that the argument of the Iraq War is whether you thought he had WMDs or not. No, you had complete access. All those arguments are essentially irrelevant. They're not totally irrelevant, but when we're talking about the need or cause for the war, it is solely on the decision of George Walker Bush when he told you Saddam wouldn't let the inspectors in when they were in there going freely wherever they pleased without delay. He's executed for that. Rumsfeld is executed for advocating the murder of Omar the Just, who only supported the American citizenry when he demanded evidence must be a requirement to convince ourselves who is good and who is evil. Howard Dean has told us through Jon Stewart's program, The Daily Show, that congressmen are literally stealing billions and billions of dollars. Bills are passed so-called legitimately. You know, most of what's going on there is mostly crimes going unaddressed, but it's a complicated thing. People don't have the intellect, so we'll just put that to the side. Whatever, okay. That's what America is. But it's different in respect to the allegation that Howard Dean has brought forward. Because what you're talking about is you're talking about bills that are already passed through the democratic process, so-called democratic process, Republican traitors passing bills, they're saying, yeah, we voted for it, it's legitimate, we're in power, somebody voted for us with these fixed Diebold machines, so you can't do anything about it. But then Howard Dean told us, after a bill is passed, they then put provisions in for themselves, for whatever. He's talking about $16 billion, unaccounted for, just as the GAO has told us repeatedly. You know, these people can't do a lot of what I do, although there's not a lot of people to do these things, but there are some people, but they can't take positions similar to my own because they'll lose their job. You know, but they do file the reports. You know, the GAO told you one of the first things Bush did when he got into office was steal $50 billion. You know, he told you, as the American citizenry, he was going to give $50 billion to his buddies in the oil industry. He says, he was voted president. He's democratically represented as the leader of America. And if he decides to give $50 billion to his friends in the oil industry, that's what he's going to do. You got nothing to say about it. And that's fine, because that's what America is. But as the GAO indicated, he didn't provide any paperwork. He didn't tell us where the $50 billion went to. That is a crime against us all. Now, we hear the parents of these soldiers who openly confessed to slaughtering women, children, telling us Marines should not be arrested and criticized for their deviant, demonic behaviors because they're all heroes. Heroes. Heroes! They drop cluster bomb landmines throughout residential communities in Iraq while telling us they're fighting for the pro-Iraqi forces. There are individuals who serve in the military police detachments, who confess to beating people to death for fun because, hey, what are you going to do about it? You think you got some power or something? You think you have the manhood to stand up as an American and hunt down to kill? Escaping fucking first-degree murderers? We have military commanders confessing to punishing Iraqi cities if they don't support the pro-Iraqi forces. They're going unarrested and unexecuted. Stephen Russell confesses to punishing cities because they're not cooperating with the pro-Iraqi forces. Kill them. We have Sadler covering a city with 2,000-pound bombs, napalm, white phosphorus gas, landmines, while saying he's fighting for pro-Iraqi forces. Kill him. We have Buford Blunt giving out 170 tons of plastic explosives to so-called insurgency forces to kill Marines for financial profit, of which he'll benefit. He's already taken his share of $3 billion. Several hundred million we have him nailed to rights on already. He's a Saudi Wahhabist. Kill him. We have Willy Brandt, Christopher, we have his commander. We have all those individuals who call themselves police officers who openly confess that they enjoy torturing innocent people to death. Because what are you going to do about it? I'm going to tell you, you're going to load your gun as an honorable citizen of the great state of Texas. And when these Bush bitches come back from Afghanistan or Iraq, and they express any pride whatsoever, kill it for Christ. Because there's nothing to be proud of. They hit healthcare clinics as first strike targets. We have Aegis openly confessing to gunning down innocent people in the streets going unabated. And they got another year's contract going. We have the country covered in radioactive toxic waste that's proliferating throughout our entire biosphere to kill us all off. Also, the neocon can get the last laugh. Don't let them do this to us. Don't let these Bushite enemy forces pollute or desecrate the honorable Marines, of which are very rare, you know, but they do exist. And if we have to kill every last Bush bitch imaginable, that's what we'll do. Just to defend that last Marine who really is committed to freedom, who really is committed to justice, who really is my brother, my friend, and my confidant. So together we stand, divided, the Bushite fall. We cannot allow them to continue unabated, unaddressed, unarrested. Again, I will remind you, they bomb people indiscriminately. They shoot people indiscriminately. If they don't directly commit those criminal offenses, they won't execute with extreme prejudice those responsible for stealing all Iraqi assets. Those responsible for stealing the emergency water provision money. Negroponte.